Well, just anything to that you go out on the water in.
Well, you can go out on a bateau.
Okay. Now, does a bateau have a pointed front or a squared front?
Pointed.
Have a pointed front. Okay. Would you have a special name for a kind of boat that had a squared front?
I don't believe I've ever seen one.
All right.
Made that way.
What do you call the covering for a pillow?
The pillow teeth. The cover?
Mm-hmm. Just the thing you put on a pillow.
A pillow slip.
Okay.
Or a pillowcase. I call them first one, then the other.
All right. If a woman is wearing beads around her neck, you might say, that's certainly a pretty what of beads?
Pretty string.
Okay. If two men have a fight and one defeats the other one very soundly, you might say that one man really what the other one?
Whooped him good.
Okay. What do you call the back part of a man's legs when he's squatting down? You might say he got down on his...
Talking about this part,
yeah.
That's because the muscle in his legs.
Okay. What are some words that mean a stingy person? You might say, he never wants to turn loose a penny. He's really a...
stingy man.
Okay. Suppose a person is wearing funny-looking clothes. You might say, he really looks...
tacky.
Okay. Now, if you're talking about a woman, would you still use that word, or would you use a different word?
Well, I might tell you what I have said about a woman. I have said she's dressed like a fantastic.
Okay. What do you call it when a woman is wearing her best clothes? You'd say, she's really...
cute.
Okay. Would you have an expression that has up in it? She's really something up. Dressed up or dolled up or primped up or dutied up.
Well, I have make use of the way folks say, ooh, she's all dolled up.
Okay. Now, if you're talking about a man, you'd say, he's really... he's got on his best clothes and he's got his shoes all shined. And
well, they call him a spoke, then.
Okay. What word would you use to refer to an old person who's very lively and gets around very well? You might say, she's certainly what for her age?
Say she's frisky for one thing.
All right. You'd say that someone who never wants to do any work and who doesn't have any ambition is?
Lazy.
What do you call a bird that makes a hole in a tree trunk with its bill?
Call them a peck of wood.
Okay. What do you call an insect that hops around in the grass? Not a cricket, but something else.
A grasshopper.
What do you call an old house that spirits might live in?
Call it a hander house.
Okay. Do you all have any of those around here?
No old house around here.
Have people around here ever seen any?
I don't know. Hear nobody say nothing about them.
Uh-huh. Well, what do you call, well, let's see, somebody might be afraid to go past the cemetery at night because he'd be afraid he'd see
a ghost.
Okay. Have you ever seen one?
Yeah.
Have you? Would you tell me about it?
All I could tell you and all I took time to know, it was something that looked like folks, but it wasn't natural people.
Well, where was this?
It was past in the cemetery.
Uh-huh. And were they, how were they dressed?